the three types of job crafting. First, task crafting. This involves altering the number, scope, or nature of daily tasks. It is about actively shaping the boundaries of one's job. An individual might take on more of the tasks they find energizing and fewer of those they find draining. This could mean delegating a repetitive administrative task to focus more on a creative project, or volunteering to mentor a new team member to satisfy a passion for teaching. Second, relational crafting. This focuses on changing the nature or extent of interactions with others at work. An employee might choose to spend more time with colleagues who are energizing and supportive, or intentionally build relationships with clients to better understand the real-world impact of their work. This could be as simple as scheduling a monthly lunch with someone from a different department, or as involved as creating a new collaborative task force. Third, cognitive crafting. This is the most internal form of crafting, involving a deliberate change in how one perceives their job to imbue it with greater meaning and purpose. It is about reframing the why behind the work. For example, a hospital cleaner can view their job not as simply mopping floors, but as contributing to a safe and healing environment for patients. An accountant can see their work not as crunching numbers, but as providing the financial clarity that allows a business to thrive and employ people. This shift in perspective can transform a mundane task into a meaningful contribution.